on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. You're listening to ABC Southern Queensland.
It is an emergency. That's how welfare groups have described the shortage of affordable housing we're in the middle of right now. It is an emergency. The Australian Council of Social Services reckon that state housing programs just don't have the financial firepower needed to get on top of the housing crisis. And this whole situation has been made even worse by a mass remote working migration from urban areas to the regions, which is, as you would expect, upping the pressure on a stock of housing that's already under strain. One solution on the table across the Darling Downs, and in fact in many, many other places, is tiny homes and tiny home villages. Could this be the answer? Well, my next guest would say so. A new lobby group has been set up called Darling Downs Affordable Housing, and Belinda Sanders had a chat with the group spokesperson, Alyssa Parker.
This all started through a petition that generated, I think it's sitting at 18,000 signatures, asking for local, state and federal government to collaborate and cooperate in solving the housing issue. 12 months later, we have just formalised, or we are formalising, the Darling Downs Affordable Housing Association.
What are you hoping that the association will be able to do?
So we have been communicating a lot, or increasingly communicating, with various government departments so that we can create tiny home lots and tiny home villages to assist in the housing gap for low income renters.
What do you think has stopped the tiny home revolution, I suppose? Certainly in Europe it has been, and America and other parts of the world. Why do you think that hasn't come up as a potential solution here before now? What's holding it back?
I just think that the current housing model has taken priority, and we really have almost forgotten about those at the lower end of the renting side. We, as Australia, was involved in creating the International Residential Code, which is Appendix Q, which is for tiny homes. So Australia was a part of that at the United Nations level. However, we haven't incorporated it into our national legislation. So that's what we've been really petitioning to do. Once we achieve that, hopefully, well, we're hoping that it will become normal to have a tiny home as a primary residence in Australia.
One of the things that pops up when people hear tiny home is they hear high density, low economic, and potentially not a particularly nice place to live when they hear tiny or smaller properties. Is that necessarily the case?
No, definitely not. So what we are hoping to achieve through various collaborations is, like, through town planning and building design, is that we create quite beautiful villages that allow people to live with dignity, but also with affordability within our towns.
Do you have locations that you think would suit?
Well, we think that we would like to look primarily within the smaller towns of the Toowoomba region, you know, of the size between, say, 2,000 or 3,000 in population, up to 5,000, as that would help boost their economy and also boost their development.
And have you had discussions with the council yet?
Yes, so we've had multiple discussions with multiple departments, and it is looking a lot more promising. We are completing various paperwork. We're really hoping that we can push ahead with this idea.
Do you think it could help to solve the housing shortage problem in the short term, though? Like, is it going to be able to move fast?
We are looking at moving within, like, the next 6 to 12 months of having some some things on the ground. Obviously, this is going to take time. One of the things we have to consider is that currently builders are just flat out. It's 6 to 12 months wait to build your normal standard houses. So this is something that we wish to overcome. We would be engaging in training providers to have trainees studying building to actually construct these dwellings. So hopefully that can get the process moving quicker as well.
What's your priority for this week in terms of this project?
For this week?
Yep. What's the next thing you have to do?
The next thing I need to do is I need to submit a proposal of change to the, I think it's called the National Construction Code, to get them to consider adopting Appendix Q of the International Residential Code for tiny homes.
And then it goes down to, say, state government, local government law, etc.
That's correct. So urban planning comes under state government, as well as the building codes come under state government. So, yeah, we have to address it to them, and they will take on the various tasks involved of assessing that that particular code meets Australian standards and can create safe, occupiable housing.
Alyssa Parker, she's a spokesperson with Darling Downs Affordable Housing, having a chat there to the ABC's Belinda Sanders.